Well, it went down. There was obviously a very tragic incident that happened in Dallas with Amber Geiger, followed by another tragic incident in Fort Worth. And, of course, those were the two most recent incidents that that caused a lot of concern in the black community. And understandably, these are horrible situations that happened, of course. But we have a councilman, LaShadion Shomo, that I think prides himself on as an activist, and you know, he came to our council with a desire to have a proclamation read that declared a black state of emergency. But the proclamation went further than that. It said that the state, all of its local governments and law enforcement agencies have declared war on black and brown citizens by conspiring to kill, injure, oppress, on and on, those black and brown citizens. So, you know, this is more than someone wanting to express that, hey, there is an ongoing concern that the African American minority community has. This was something much beyond that. It was an indictment on the entire state of Texas, every city, every law enforcement agency, and just extremely divisive rhetoric. You know, and of course, I've got very strong ideas and suspicions as to why Mr. Shemwell truly presented that proclamation. But Shadion is also the councilman that was arrested a while back in McKinney. He was arrested, pulled over speeding. He called a news conference, had four camera crews come from different stations, and gave a press conference and a story. Matter of fact, I had heard that same story, my wife and I, earlier that morning about what had transpired. And if you go back and you watch any of those interviews and then you watch the body cam footage, you see that there was something that was dramatically different. It was, matter of fact, quite opposite anything and everything he said. An officer treated him with nothing but respect. He was tremendously disrespectful back to the officer. He was not manhandled. He was not. The list goes on and on as to the inaccuracies and false allegations that LaShadion made. Now, I feel LaShadion is one of those people desperate to be relevant and will capitalize on any event to do so. And I'm being very critical and very harsh and very direct, but I've come to know LaShadion well. I've spent many, many, many hours with him. And at the end of the day, unfortunately, I believe that he is one of those people that has an agenda very different than what you would hope the agenda of any real activist has. I mean, activists, as I said, are extremely necessary.